From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Why would you ever leave your cave without your club? Why would you do that? Why would you be that unarmed caveman? I mean, think about that. This is something that I've run through my head for years and years and years. I spent an hour on my daytime show last week explaining how and why I got myself in the mindset that from the first gun I bought, which was a little 25 semi-automatic Raven, completely out of business because of a murder by a preteen in Lauderdale of his teacher years ago down in Fort Lauderdale. The teacher's name was Barry Grunow. He was murdered by a 12-year-old kid who stole his grandfather's gun. He got sent home on the last day of school and stole his grandfather's gun and went back to the school instead of just taking an early summer vacation, you know, 3 or 4 hours early, and went back and shot his teacher in the forehead right there in the hallway with the Raven semi-automatic. And that was my first gun. And I explained why and how I became, you know, of the mindset that I wanted to carry a firearm for protection. And that was the first gun that I purchased, that little 25 caliber Raven semi-automatic. But I learned a long time ago, and I ask this question because I simply don't understand the mindset of a man or woman who possesses no means to defend either him or herself or their family. I don't understand that mindset. I just don't understand that mindset. Maybe it's because of the situations that have happened to me, but I don't walk around life with blinders on. I understand that there's evil out there and that evil exists. And guess what? Evil determines when it will visit you at a time and place of its choosing, not yours. And I don't understand why or how that person refuses to be prepared for that if it ever happens. And by the way, if you walk through life with those blinders on and denial can kill you, as Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman so eloquently lays out in his books, but if you walk around thinking that, oh, it's not going to happen to me, evil will eventually visit you. So if you want to go back and listen to those programs, pick up Thursday and Thursday's broadcast last week on armedamericanradio.com. It's up on the website. You can listen to the podcast version of it. Very telling stuff. So I don't understand that person. Now, having said that, because, boy, I could go in just a million different directions with you. I love this time of the week with you. We have a very powerful lineup this hour. I'm going to be talking to U.S. Representative Congressman Frank Ginta from New Hampshire in just 2 seconds. Right after his appearance here, A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, award-winning journalist, my political analyst every week on the show, will be here, and we will, I mean, just, you know, can you really talk about this subject every week for an hour? Good heavens. The 3 hours we have on this monster broadcast in the hundreds of cities that you live in that are listening to the show right now, the answer to that is emphatically yes, we can. Let's welcome U.S. Representative from New Hampshire, Congressman Frank Ginta. Congressman, it's a pleasure to have you back, and I've got a lot to talk with you about in such a short span. So you ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you for being here. Let's start with this. And, you know, I've got to ask you some questions about the primaries, too, but we'll go into that in just a few minutes. There's a very important bill that you know something about. It's called the Firearms Transfer Improvement Act, right? Is that the title of the bill?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us what that means and why we should be concerned about this and why we want this bill to pass.
So last week I filed the Firearms Transfer Improvement Act. I'm from New Hampshire. We are the live free or die state, and we are also no income, no sales tax state. And one of the issues that many of my gun owner friends brought to my attention was a problem with the current law that precludes an out-of-state resident from purchasing a handgun in the state of New Hampshire. So we filed this legislation to expand Second Amendment rights to include not just long rifles, but also handguns. So if you live in the state of Vermont or Massachusetts or anywhere else in the country and you come to New Hampshire, this bill would essentially allow you to purchase a handgun, and you would either follow the law of New Hampshire if you're going to keep the gun here, or follow your state's law. This is important because it expands Second Amendment rights. It does help our economy in New Hampshire, given the fact that we're no income, no sales tax. I was just at the gun show this weekend up in Concord, New Hampshire, and imagine that you couldn't purchase a handgun if you happen to live out of state. That to me just doesn't make any sense. So, we want to expand the Second Amendment, the strength of the Second Amendment. This does that. You still have to follow, you know, either New Hampshire law or the law in your state. So you'd still be required to have the requisite background checks. This wouldn't allow a criminal who, you know, might have committed a crime somewhere else and wants to travel to New Hampshire. This would not permit them to make that purchase. This is about law-abiding citizens being allowed to purchase a firearm in any state that they choose.
I'm going to give you a real-life example. I was broadcasting this program, or the daily version of this program, Congressman, down in Naples, Florida, about a week and a half ago, and 2 weeks ago. And I went into just a gorgeous gun shop down there called the Alamo. It's a beautiful place. And I was in the market for a new Smith & Wesson revolver. And I walked in. They had this beautiful display of handguns. Of course, I drove down from Georgia. Now, I used to live in Florida for many years. It's my adopted home state. It's what I refer to as home. And I can't buy that gun there. Even though I like the price of the gun, I can buy a long gun if I wanted to, but I can't buy the handgun there. Why is that? And this bill will not just address New Hampshire. This will address all 50 states, won't it?
Yes, it will. It would allow you to make that purchase anywhere in the country. And unfortunately, the law was modified back in the mid to late 60s, and the specific language in the law happened to exclude handguns. So it's a very simple fix where we're striking the narrow terminology, and we're just replacing it with firearm. So that change would allow you, should this become law, to make that purchase anywhere you'd like. So if you're on vacation or you happen to be traveling somewhere to a gun shop that you want to visit or a gun show, again, you would now be allowed to do it. And again, I remind people that this doesn't enhance a criminal's ability to purchase a firearm. You know, you still have to go through that state and federal background check. And I think you should do that. But this does allow you, whether you travel to my state or Florida, wherever you want, to be able to make that purchase. And you, I believe, under the Second Amendment, should have that that right to do so. And current law just doesn't allow you to do it.
Now, and it's ludicrous. It makes absolutely no sense. Now, you know we're going to get some attacks on this, and we're going to start hearing a bunch of lies come out from the anti-gunners and quite frankly, the un-Americans who want to come after our constitutional rights simply because they don't like them. And they're going to throw, you know, the whole, this, like you just said, this is going to make it easier for criminals. We already have a problem with this iron pipeline. Now, Hillary Clinton hit a little bit close to your home state when she blamed crime guns from Vermont for New York's inability to get a hold of crime in their state. I wanted to address that with you real fast. When you heard that, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
Well, I was shocked. I was a former mayor of our state's largest city, Manchester, and it's 115,000 people, small by a lot of standards, but our state's largest city. And, you know, when I was approached by Mike Bloomberg when he was a mayor to really try to reduce the ability of some person to buy a firearm, my response was simple. As a mayor, we had a crime problem in our city. We did not restrict the Second Amendment in any way. We did not restrict the ability to purchase a firearm. What we did do was focus our attention on criminals who were committing illegal acts. And guess what happened? The crime rate plummeted in the city. We didn't have to change one gun law in order to do that. We focused on the criminal. So when I hear someone like Hillary Clinton, who tries to blame another state, and it just as well could have been New Hampshire if her primary primary opponent happened to be from the state of New Hampshire. She honed in on Vermont because he happens to be from Vermont.
And thank you for pointing that out, too.
Yeah, I mean, you can extrapolate that, you know, what she wants to do is limit your ability, your Second Amendment right to purchase a firearm. And I believe in the Constitution. It's something near and dear to our hearts. I believe that in this crime wave that you may see in certain communities, you've got to go after the criminal, not go after the law-abiding citizen. You should not restrict
that
right to defend themselves.
Well said. Well, perfect place to take this break. When we come back, I'll continue the conversation with Congressman Frank Ginter from New Hampshire, and I'll tell him a little story about where criminals really do get their guns, something that happened near and dear to me locally, and I'll be back right after this with the congressman. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Join us for the second annual Concealed Carry Expo, April 29th to May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Test new guns at the live fire range. Attend tactical training and seminars, all presented by world-class trainers. Shop among more than 70 vendors. Enjoy Saturday evening's fashion show. I'll be emceeing it. Expo hours, Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4 at Atlanta's GICC. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for more information. Don't forget to use ticket code AAR30 to save $4 on admission.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Vice President of the United States actually told women facing an attack to just empty their shotguns into the air. Honestly, have they lost their minds over at the White House? You keep your advice. We'll keep our guns.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
I would submit to you that you have to have a mind in order to lose your mind, is what I would tell Wayne LaPierre, and that's who made that statement, of course. And boy, was he ever proven right, wasn't he? You know, he was ridiculed for also saying that it takes a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. And here's how I'll end that conversation. If you ever have trouble, who do you call? It ain't Ghostbusters. You call the cops because they come to your aid and they're all armed. Welcome back to the program. I'm talking with Congressman Frank Ginta from New Hampshire. Congressman, thanks for being here. I love having you on the program. It's such an insight to get the perspective from Congress, from you in Congress, who understands our right to bear arms, because there's so much misinformation coming from Hillary Clinton and the socialist left, and Bernie Sanders now waffling on his protection for lawful commerce and arms vote. Now he's not supporting. These people want to sue gun manufacturers out of business and other things. And when we hear stories coming from Hillary Clinton about what, you know, Vermont, and, you know, I gave the numbers out, I think 52 guns over a certain time period from Vermont were recovered in New York. It's just ludicrous. And as you alluded to, she would have said it no matter what state it was. It makes no difference because she will say anything to get elected. And let me tell you how criminals really get their guns, and I know you know this, but I want to get your comment. You know, I have family members that own a gun shop, or used to. I have very close friends, of course, with what I do for a living that own gun shops. And everybody I buy guns from, I know very well locally. Mm-hmm. And in one case, just over the last 2 weeks, a very close friend of mine's gun shop was hit two times by professional thieves. You know, hindsight is high-definition vision, isn't it? We can look back and go, well, the first one was a probe. The second one was the real hit. And in both of these cases, the criminals who hit it caught on videotape wearing bandanas and masks didn't take a background check, didn't need a background check, didn't want a background check, wasn't necessary, probably never thought about it when they were stealing this man's inventory. Now, those guns are nowhere to be found, and in all likelihood, they're never going to get caught. But in reality, that's how criminals get their guns. And this whole nonsense about background checks and expanded background checks, keeping guns out of the hands of criminals, is just that, a bunch of nonsense. And in the Atlanta metro area, over the last 45 days, there have been over a dozen of those smash-and-grabs hits, and hundreds of thousands of dollars of inventory and firepower stolen by those criminals. Your comments on that, when and you know these things, and when you hear these people talk about, out of both sides of their mouth, about where criminals get their guns and background checks are going to stop them, it's ludicrous.
Yeah, it just reiterates the point that a criminal is not going to try to lawfully and legally purchase a firearm. They are going to try to find a criminal route to achieve what they're trying to achieve, in essentially stealing a firearm. In New Hampshire, you know, we've got very law-abiding citizens who not only go to gun shows and in our gun shops in the state of New Hampshire to purchase, but our gun shop owners are very vigilant in assuring and working with law enforcement to make sure that we keep that to a minimum, those criminals trying to find a gun. And you know, you're talking about someone's right to have a business, right to sell a firearm, right to purchase a firearm. And this notion that a criminal is somehow going to go through a background check is a complete and total misnomer. One of the things that was said this week that I just kind of want to bring your attention to is Josh Earnest, the president's press secretary, said this week, quote, "If the U.S. government has determined that it is too dangerous for you to board a plane, then you shouldn't be able to buy a gun." Well, I bring that to your attention because let me tell you some of the reasons you could be restricted and placed on the no-fly list. Number one, if you happen to travel to a certain country. Number two, if you've said something that the government doesn't like in the past. Number three, a controversial tweet that you may have issued. Or, and this is the most laughable, clerical error. Or if your name is similar to someone on a no-fly list. That is a direct assault on your Second Amendment right, simply because the government is fallible and can't monitor properly. So you've got to make sure that gun owners, law-abiding citizens across the country are active and engaged, because we can make a difference. You probably remember when the ATF was trying to ban the green tips. We pushed back hard on that. I sent a letter to ATF and the President of the United States, and we really pushed in Congress hard. And guess what? The ATF recognized the mistake and they backed down. But that's because we acted collectively as law-abiding citizens, standing up for our rights. So this is why it's critical for us to keep on the to ensure that when people like Hillary or others want to restrict our constitutional right, we've got to push back.
Yeah, and we need to be able to push back by bringing people like you on programs like this, where we focus on this topic, because it doesn't get enough airplay in the mainstream press that it needs. And I want to thank you for your efforts both on the M855s, the green tips, but I'm very familiar with what you did with that. And you're right, everybody banded together on that, and the ATF did back down. But if it wasn't for people like you sitting where you sit, it would have been, you know, who knows what would have happened. Let me go back to the no-fly list for just a second. I'm glad you brought that up. A very close friend of mine, Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com, and a noted author and activist who you may have heard of, has asked the following question on this program and others about that very list. If they're so dangerous they're on a no-fly list, why are they walking around, number one? And number two, can they drive to Cincinnati?
You know, it does baffle, you know, logic. You know, look, if there's a legitimate reason and the government can find a legitimate reason for you to be on that no-fly list, there are means legally that we have to identify those individuals. But for the government to suggest that, you know, because they didn't like a tweet you issued, or because they made an error clerically, or because your name sounds familiar or is spelled, you know, familiar closely to someone else's that happens to be on the list, you know, that makes no sense. There's a member of Congress who is a 28 Marine who found his name on the no-fly list by accident. And so by the standard that the president and people like Hillary Clinton are setting, he also would not be allowed to purchase a gun. He fought for our country for 20 years.
Right. we've run into, there have been thousands of people whose names have been on that list, including journalists like Bob Owens from BearingArms.com, who found his name on that list because of a column he had written. I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous, and for the federal government to be able to do that to its own citizens. And that's why people need to understand that it isn't, nobody wants terrorists to have guns, but there are ways to do it legally and ways not to. Congressman, thank you so much for being here. We're getting ready to take a break, and I'm going to ask you on live radio. I promise to come back again, right?
I would love to anytime. I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate your show, Mark, and be happy to come back anytime.
Thank you so much. We're going to hold you to that. It's always a pleasure to have you here. We're looking forward to bringing your voice back to the Armed American Radio Monster broadcast. That was Congressman Frank Ginta from New Hampshire. You know what? We're winning this war, and it's people like that in the halls of Congress that help us do it. Thank you for everything you do, Mr. Congressman. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, and we'll be back right after this with A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning journalist and my political analyst from Breitbart News. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Yeah, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. That rejoin music is 19-something from multi-platinum artist, country artist, Mark Wills, who I have heard from a little bird, Mark Wills himself, that he will be here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me this week coming up, because he is in town. Now, he's actually a neighbor of mine, and we're good friends, and Mark and I have been trying to hook up our schedules here. It's been all over the board, more his than mine. You know, those country stars, they get around. He's performing all over the place, and he's doing great deeds for our troops and benefits and everything else. He's just an all-around great guy. And we have tentatively agreed to bringing him into the Crossbreed Holster Studios, literally sit here with me this week coming up on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. So I'll keep you posted on that. That's not something I'm just going to throw at you and not let you know. When we can set that up and I have that date for you, make sure to check armedamericanradio.com. I'll write it up there on the little blog post that I put up every single day. You can check it out on Facebook, and I'll be sure to tweet it out. So make sure to follow me on Twitter, at AARMark, at AARMark. Now, the lineup, speaking of that, coming up on this program and the Daily Defense program over the next few weeks is going to be nothing short of epic. And I'm talking about Glenn Beck being here. Glenn will be on the program. We are working on scheduling right now. And I'll, again, you can follow me at Twitter and find out these dates. Brent Bozell from the Media Research Center will be making an appearance on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense or this program. Either way, if I can put him on the Daily Show, I'm going to rerun those interviews on this program. So the best of both worlds, two shots. And you podcast listeners will be able to hear it two times. Okay? So that's great for you. U.S. Senator Mike Lee will be here. Louie Gohmert, Representative Louie Gohmert from Texas, will be here. And many, many others. And we are working on Mr. Cruz and Mr. Trump. They are aware. It's a scheduling. Their schedules are very, very busy. But we're going to continue to fight to get them on this program to talk with you, because you are a listening block that they need to get their message across to in this election. Very, very important. In the meantime, the epic lineup on today's program continues with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, pleasure to have you here, brother. Man, you're part of a huge lineup tonight. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, Mark. Great to be with you.
Hey, let's go in a bunch of different directions because I've got you for a half hour. I want to start off with this because I know this is near and dear to your heart. It is mine, too. Chicago yearly totals. I hate to make a checklist, but the anti-gunners, they just ask for this stuff. As of right now, according to the Chicago Tribune, in front of my face, as I'm sitting here talking to you, 871 shooting victims, and I can promise you it just hasn't been updated yet. It will be, and it's going to be closer to 900 now, if not higher, in Chicago through April 17th from January 1st. That is absolutely absurd.
Right. Yeah, that's what, they have an assault weapons ban. They have a violence tax. They make it very difficult to get a hold of a handgun for legal purposes. They have high limitations on where a gun store can be located, what it can be close to, what it can't, where you can carry. They have concealed carry, but they try to water it down as much as possible. So basically, very active in guaranteeing that law-abiding citizens have difficulty acquiring guns. And so what you see is that the lawless citizens are having a field day. And as you say, 171 to this point. When I wrote my article, it was 871. When I wrote my article, it was 862, and that was April 14th. And you're right. By the time the weekend's over, there's no telling what that number will be. I know that in March, in one 24-hour period, there were 21 people shot in one 24-hour period. And so who knows where we are right now. But, yeah, so this is gun control at its best, which is gun control at its worst.
Oh, well said. I like that. That should be a bumper sticker. We need to talk to Alan Gottlieb about putting one of those on the Second Amendment Foundation table. That was great. That gun control at its best is gun control at its worst. Very prophetic. Hey, let's go to the actual homicide figures. Let's do the tally. As of right now, it's 165. So you've got 871. That number's closer to 950, I can promise you. Shootings in Chicago, we see averaging like 35, on a given day or over a week. It's crazy, man. Gun control at its best, at its worst. And the homicides is 165 right now. That's depressing. And, of course, you know that number's going to rise. Through last year, AWR, there were 488 homicides. We are almost halfway there through April.
It's crazy. Insane. Well, you saw that coming. I wrote a piece January 1 through February 22nd. There were already 97. And January 1 through February 22nd of 2015, there were already 95 this year. There were only 47 during that same time frame last year. So they were already over 100% increase the first 6 weeks or 7 weeks of this year, and are staying on track there. So, it's not the kind of record you want to break, but it's a record that gun controllers in Chicago may break this year as far as the number of people killed with guns go.
You know, if it's not for you or, guys like Stephen Gutowski and AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, this stuff or shows like this isn't getting out there, man. The mainstream press is not covering this. They are derelict, just absolutely absent.
Well,
tell me why you think that is.
Cover it. It's like, and Mark, you and I have discussed this, but it's like all the armed citizen stories I cover. I'm just emailing with Steve Bannon, who's my boss at Breitbart today, and he and I are discussing. I'm telling him how many of these armed citizen stories I pass over every day, not because I don't care about every story, but because there are literally so many. I can't write every armed citizen story and cover the news that's happening in the legislatures, state and federal, so on and so forth. Right. And the media refuses to cover these armed citizen stories for the same reason they don't cover the violence in Chicago. It goes against their template. The template has to be guns bad, guns bad, guns bad. And what happens is when you look at Chicago, you realize, wow, hold up. The truth is gun control bad you look at the armed citizen stories, you go, oh, the truth is, good guy with a gun, good. Bad guy with a gun, bad. And they don't want people to have those thoughts, so they can't report it.
But no, you're absolutely right, and we have talked about it, and it's fascinating because you see the little blurb in the local paper, right? Or you see the Chicago Tribune where, you know, you get that honest reporter that, that gets that story through their editors somehow in a place like Chicago in the Tribune and writes about that liquor store clerk who saved his life or, you know, a guy like the Korean vet years ago that saved his life with an illegal one back when Daley was the mayor. So these stories eke out from time to time. But you're right. You just can't keep up with the stuff, and it's crazy because the mainstream media is so derelict. So let's stay on the topic of the mainstream press because you know how I feel about them. I hate them. I'm done with them. Sean Payton from New Orleans Saints stood up on a press conference, and now you got to tell me whether you think he was lying or is he just that stupid. But the real question is, why wasn't anybody in the media, didn't they have the whatever you want word you want to use, to question this guy's comments?
But no, I'll tell you what. I listened to the USA Today reporter, and I won't say his name. I know it. I won't say his name to save him the shame he should feel. But there's a hero worship that goes on when you get to that level of athleticism. You're involved in sports like that. And when Payton said the things he said, and the coach said that he hates guns, so he didn't mince words, I hate guns. He said that he hopes the death of his player will lead to more gun laws. He said that, you know, when we look back on this country in 200 years, those who are living in 200 years will think it was madness that we wanted guns for self-defense. He just rambled all these things, and this is all coming from his Chicago upbringing. And he's very clear about that. These aren't things he thought of on a whim. This is what he holds in his heart. But the reporters don't call him out because they're in awe to be with Coach Sean Payton of the NFL team, the New Orleans Saints. And those of us who enjoy sports but don't worship athletes, we don't share that all. We hear stupidity. I hear an affront to my family. Because if I don't have a gun, who's going to take care of my family? If you don't have a gun, Mark, who's going to take care of yours? And so when someone tells me, based on that one situation, they want to ban all guns in this country and that it's madness for me to want one, I take offense to that. I don't worship that person. I'm offended.
Star. If what that is, that star power is what that is. And you know, out of everybody we've talked to, I asked that question of Alan today and of Stephen, and that didn't come out, but that star worship, we'll elaborate on that when we come back with AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
The nation's only event dedicated to concealed carry is coming to Atlanta. Attend the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st. Shop for gear, learn defensive skills from world-class trainers, shoot new pistols, see the latest trends at the Concealed Carry Fashion Show on Saturday night. I'll be emceeing the event. Come to the Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Learn more at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. That's ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Join us for the second annual Concealed Carry Expo, April 29th to May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Test new guns at the live fire range. Attend tactical training and seminars, all presented by world-class trainers. Shop among more than 70 vendors. Enjoy Saturday evening's fashion show. I'll be emceeing it. Expo hours, Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4 at Atlanta's GICC. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for more information. Don't forget to use ticket code AAR30 to save $4 on admission.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios and on the Breitbart News Hotline. Man, I'll tell you, these fastest hours in all of radio, I'm telling you, it just is. It's like going into a time warp of some weird sort. But it's great radio, and I got to tell you, I happen to love that statement of mine, by the way. When you try to take someone's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness from them, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And whatever befalls you at the hands of your intended victim, I hope it hurts. And I hope it's a great ride where you're going, pal, because I have zero sympathy for you. None whatsoever. You brought it upon yourself. I don't care about your upbringing. I don't care about no parent. I don't care about drugs. I don't care about alcohol. I don't care about anything. None of it is an excuse in my book. And I just had to say that. AWR Hawkins on the Breitbart News Hotline, brother. You know, you brought up a great point that is not talked about enough on this Peyton thing. And that is that he is from Chicago. Let's make that very clear. And you're absolutely correct about that celebrity status, the NFL deal. And what scares me about that whole thing is you've got fans across the country, AWR, that are nothing but headline surfers that are going to hear what he said and not dig into it and remain ignorant.
But, right, they are. But at the same time, I don't know. I kind of have a feeling, too. You're going to get – I think we're at a different time, of course, than we were. I hate to continue to bring this up. But we're at a different time than we were when Sandy Hook took place. Because at Sandy Hook, the Democrats, after that, just in the few weeks after that, with Senator Manchin and the rest of the gun grabbers, they made such an overreach for gun control that they admitted would never stop Sandy Hook, that it's like the gloss, the pretty coating on gun control fell off. And people who never realized, this isn't about gun control, this is a gun grab. People who never realized that, people of all ages, they finally realized it. And I believe when Peyton says what he says, there are some people who are struck by the star power, as we discussed. But there are a lot of Americans who 3 or 4 years ago would have thought, you know, that sounds pretty good, who today go, you know what? He is just another dude who doesn't get it. He is another dude who grew up in a gun control city and he can't let it go. He can't learn a lesson. He lives every Sunday surrounded by armed guards. Every Sunday he exercises and carries out his job surrounded by armed security at an NFL stadium. And here he is griping about the fact that I want a gun to defend myself and my wife. I don't think so. I have no respect for him, no admiration for him, no respect for his star power whatsoever.
Well said. I was the same way. I railed on him last week about it. I'll leave it at that. This man does not represent – well, let me just put it this way. It's un-American, and you're absolutely correct. Now, look, I'm a Buccaneer fan, and I didn't need any other reason to not like the New Orleans Saints, okay? And I've spent many times – I've been in New Orleans many times, know the city, and I know what it's like pre-Katrina, and I know what it's like post-Katrina. And if you're walking around New Orleans and you choose to be unarmed, well, so be it for you. But let me just leave it – I guess I'll just leave it right there with right. Peyton. I think that's a good place to stop. Let's go over real quick to Howard Stern. A lot of people don't realize that Howard Stern has one of those coveted New York permits. He's made no bones about that over the years. And his comments, as you wrote about, the handgun is the great equalizer. Really interesting. I wanted to play the audio, but, you know, it's Howard Stern. He's on satellite. I couldn't get 20 seconds into it before I couldn't play it over the airwaves. Right. Go ahead and tell us about Howard.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the deal. Stern, this is important. He's an admitted liberal, but it's important that he says, look, he breaks from liberal politicians when it comes to the Second Amendment. I honestly believe he didn't say this, and of course he values the First Amendment because of what he does, but it seems that he values the Second Amendment more than any. And he said he believes every American should be armed. He just said it. Every American should be armed. And, you know, he's talking back and Joel, who talks about how long it takes police to get there, and Stern's like, look, here's the bottom line. It's up to you. You're the one that has to do it. And Stern made this point, which is one of the greatest points that can ever be made, and I've made it, but I've not done as good a job as he did. He said, look, if you took all the guns away, there's no way to do it, but let's just pretend by magic you could do it. No gun in the world. They're all gone, bam, right now. The world becomes a more dangerous place. Why? Because at that point, might makes right. At that point, the man who wants to rape the small woman next door, the man who wants to rape the grandma in the parking garage, the man who wants to assault the other man who he's bigger than and take his wallet, the man who wants to assault the family and steal their car and their valuables, there's no way to stop him. Because the gun allows the smaller man, it allows the frail woman of an elderly frail woman, or even the young woman who is overpowered by a male, it allows her not simply to equalize, but to overtake him and to teach him a hard lesson. Once you take the gun away, she loses that ability. The other males lose that ability. And Stern understands that. I say kudos to him for being, for having what it takes to say it.
Yeah, I agree. I listened to the audio. I listened to the back and forth exchange with Baba Booey. And it was quite fascinating as Stern put him in his place, and he did it without raising a voice, without – all he simply did was turn the questions back around, which is so easy to do on a gun grabber who simply can't answer the questions,
right,
when, in fact, they're questioned to explain intelligently rather than feel. When they're forced to think right about it, it's very difficult for them to respond. So hats off to Stern for that one. It was a good one. The next one, as we move quickly before the hour blows up on us – Judge rules Sandy Hook suit against gunmaker may proceed. This is agri. I know. I feel you. Go ahead.
Well, this is the most troubling thing I've read in a year or more. And the reason is, if this suit is allowed to run its full course, then if you want a gun, you better buy it, because it won't be very long until they can't make guns in this country anymore. That's what's at stake. Now, I personally believe the suit doesn't have a prayer. I believe... this is all my opinion. I want to say that up front. I believe the judge has allowed this case to go forward just to stick it to the industry as much as she can prior to the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act being used to strike the case down, which should have already happened. But what's happening is she's saying that there may be a way around that law, because the suit is that Bushmaster marketed a rifle that should never be sold to civilians anyway. That's the argument. It doesn't matter. That law right. still strikes this down because this is a frivolous suit. A gun that was legally made and legally sold was then stolen by Adam Lanza and misused. So, you know, to hold the gun manufacturer liable here, there's literally no difference between that and holding Ford liable if a bank robber right. runs out, carjacks an F-150 and uses it to drive home, runs into another car and kills somebody on the way home. How could you hold Ford liable for that? How can you hold Bushmaster liable? It makes no sense. But she has decided to let it go as long as she can, and it's going to cost Bushmaster and Remington quite a bit, I would guess, in the interim before it gets thrown out. We literally need to pray it gets thrown out, and we hope we get a good judge or some attorneys who can make a sound argument and end this mess, or else gun manufacturing will end. That's how big it is.
Oh, well said, man, and a perfect place to stop as we come to a close of this hour. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, at AWR Hawkins on Twitter. AWR, thank you for everything you do and for your invaluable contribution to this program every week, giving listeners the information they're not going to get from anybody else in the media. Breitbart News, Breitbart.com. Thanks, AWR. Appreciate it. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to find yourself.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.